We are live here at Gillette Stadium. It's Mutt and Lou, Sports Radio WEEI. We're watching some Ron Papil.
Yeah, man.
We're hanging out with Dion Branch.
I'm thinking about cream, so.
Why not? I could see you on these infomercials. Maybe some sort of wide receiver glove that you can use in all weather. You and Papil, like the Showtime six-star knife that he's selling on TV behind us.
Show him how you can't cut through the gloves. You know what I'm saying?
Right now, get the gloves on there. Our first Patriots run of the year. Good to talk some football with
you. Yes, sir. Proud to be here, baby.
You didn't even know you guys were indoors today, huh? We're sitting on Twitter.
I know.
You're like, okay, makes it a lot easier today. What?
No, I don't.
No.
We still got to go to work for 3 hours. We still got 3 hours of practice. It don't make it no better. I won't break the news.
Three hours of practice here? A little bit better than maybe 3 hours of practice in Seattle were last year?
Yeah, it's totally different.
What's so different
totally
about
different.
It?
What is we hear so much about it? When you've been around experienced organizations, you know, guys know how to approach the field, not only just the coaches, just the players, you know, their approach. Seattle, there was a lot of great players and stuff, but they were young. Guys just didn't understand what it took to go out and practice and try to put something together.
Now, when you look at the way the offseason went, mm-hmm. and you're in an organization like this with structure, with the coaching staff in place, could you imagine being in another organization maybe with a new coach, new scheme, young quarterback? I mean, you got to look at it and say, I know Tom has said our offense maybe is a little bit behind.
Right.
But we all know you guys are perfectionists.
Yeah.
Probably got to be a little worse in other places.
I mean, it'd be hard. It would be hard. I mean, this year was a strange offseason for us all. You know, all 32 teams are behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a whole lot. So I think the little time that we have to make up, you know, we got to put our best foot forward and just do what we can do with the time that we have. I mean, we got three preseason games left and possibly another week of practice before the regular season starts. So what we're looking at, 4 weeks?
That's it.
And the season kicks
opening
off.
Day, September 12th.
You got to get everything
Monday
you can.
Night game, too.
Yeah, and then a couple of the teams play on, what, Thursday?
Yeah, they got Thursday night game.
So it's going to be rough. I mean, I think in the beginning it may be a little slow for certain teams. Hopefully we can start pretty fast, and that's our goal.
Your last time in camp with this team was in 06 before you headed to Seattle.
Right.
I wonder, 5 years removed from that, 5 years further down the road, how are you different as a player and a person? Do you feel like there are some differences there between last time you were here in camp?
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit more, you know, as far as the knowledge of the game, it's a little different. You know, I'm not just out there running around playing off our athleticism and everything. I think right now I can sit down. You know, we break the huddle. I think I'm pretty much trying to think on a level with the quarterbacks. I'm always trying to figure out what they're doing, what are their signals, what the line is doing. You know, back in the days, my thing was to learn just the receiver position. I'm trying to learn all the things around me now. You know, hearing the offensive line coach tell the offensive lineman, hey, this is what this is. You know, I think that'll help you be a better receiver if you know what everybody else is doing.
I think a lot of the fans are taken back with how you kind of just you jumped from Seattle, came back mm-hmm. here, and obviously a lot of that had to do with the familiarity you had with Tom Brady, but mm-hmm. you just jumped in. I mean, terminology may be a little bit different, but mm-hmm. how'd you just not skip a beat?
Well, I mean, I skipped a little bit the first game.
All right.
I think I messed up on the touchdown, and that comes from not having a training camp, hearing all these different checks.
Yeah.
Tom made I can tell you now, but the day of the game, he made a gap call, and he was just telling the front line, that was the protection for the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the call, and I was like, man, is he checking to a run? And he dropped back, and he's looking for me, and I'm blocking. And I look back, and I see it. And I see it, and, you know, that's when I tried to just make a move, knowing where I would think he would want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw it up, you know. But little things like that, now I have an opportunity to go to a training camp. You know, so as the season progressed, I picked up. It's a little different once you come in during the week. You pick up a game playing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, mm-hmm. I've been in the league. Last year was 9 years. That is easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just learning the stuff for that one game, you know, for that one day of practice, the next day. Now, once he get in the game and, hey, I may want to check to something that we did the second week in training camp, that's where things will look crazy for me.
Did it make it easier because it was still Tom as your quarterback, where there's still those eye signals, that eye contact that you had been familiar with?
Oh, always. I even think with the front line. You know, it's a little different. You know, I know him and Copen has their thing together. You know, him and Matt. He can look at guys. That's for all of us. You know, having the same head coach, the same owner, the same quarterback. All this stuff matters. I mean, that's where it starts.
How is this wide receiver position different with the Patriots? Because we saw guys like last year, Joey Galloway, come in and just couldn't get it.
Right.
And now we have Ocho Cinco talking about, you know, all these years in Cincy. Right. I'm over here. We see him every day with you, mm-hmm. with Wes, mm-hmm. with Tom, even the other night, every single day trying to figure this thing right. out. He's been in the league that long.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it so difficult for a guy like that not to just kind of pick it up?
Well, I mean, the offense is very complex, but I think when you have guys such as Wes and myself, Tom, even Julian, the young guys, mm-hmm. Brandon, we're all trying to help each other be successful. You know, we all got the same goal. We want to win. That's it. That's the only thing that matters. I think if you got 10 guys on one page and one guy in our offense, it'll mess up everything. If everybody's not on the same page, it'll completely destroy one play.
But when you line up on the outside,
right?
How many possibilities are there for you, depending on what the defense goes, once you have that play? I mean, you guys have to be on that same page.
Yeah.
One of three or four things I may have to do right now.
Yeah, that all changes with the play call and what Tom's on.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just how it is. You know, coach give him the luxury to do that long as we're doing it right,
mm-hmm.
and it starts in practice. If we don't do it right in practice, don't try to do it in the game.
How much did you know Ocho Cinco before he got here, and has anything surprised you practicing with now for, you know, about 3 weeks or so?
I knew him prior to him coming here.
Sure.
I've been knew him. And to be honest, nothing surprised me. I think he's everything that everybody talked about. The only difference was I never had the opportunity to practice with him, you know, and I think the next step is just to see how he performed in the game. And I know he's going to do a great job. He's been doing it, 11 years now, mm-hmm. so.
Can somebody get him a GPS so when he's not driving around tweeting you and the other wide receivers asking where the hell he is?
You follow him on Twitter or what?
Yeah, that's my guy. You know, we mess around a little bit here and there. Yeah, me too. I need one myself, especially when I'm going to Boston.
Now, is he going to room with you? Can you bring him in? I mean, looking for a roommate.
I'm thinking about adding an extra extra room onto my home. So I'll see what I can do for my guy.
What about like you talk about last time you were here, 06, and mm-hmm. we know what happened there. You left, you went to Seattle, you come back here. Anything different with Tom? I mean, Tom has changed. There's no question about it. Tom Brady, is he a different guy now than maybe he was back then?
Yeah, I mean, he's married.
Sure.
You know, so, I mean, changes with that comes everything. You know, you're a lot more settled, you know, and it's so much more focused on the game of football. You know, I wouldn't sit here and try to tell you, hey, this is what he's doing, this is what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing, but I can just tell you. You can see now the love, the passionate, the love for the game. You saw it back then, but you can really see it now. You know, I'm sure he has a everything's going great at the house, and it's showing on the football field.
Because there's some speculation. People say, oh, he's out in Brazil. He doesn't care about the game as much. He lost his parking spot. You know, this is not the same guy.
Never that. Not Tom. You know, he's a different guy. He's a different guy, man. I love this guy. You know, I'm very honored just to play with this guy, everything.
How about Bill? Because we know now he's a lot more outspoken. He tells us everything now. I mean,
everything.
He tells us everything. He sits on here now in the big show and gives us the game plans and everything.
No, you don't. Don't believe that. Don't believe that. I doubt that. Yeah, Coach still the same.
Yeah.
Still, you know, the same guy. I don't know what, you know, I think everybody have the wrong perception of him. You know, I think he's probably trying to wind down a little bit with the media, give you all a little bit more intake, you know, show you all the side that he really is. You know, I mean, hey, we mess up a practice, he's supposed to get on us. You know, then there's some time. He got on me the other day, just to bring it up, for example. I got in and ran a route. He's, Coach, don't put these guys in. They're going to come in and run the route. This route was terrible. This route Deion just ran, this route was terrible. I could have ran that route. And then he looked at me and started laughing. So, you know, his sense of humor, man. You know, he's a great coach. Great coach. But I will say he's not like I was when I first came in my rookie years. I didn't see that side of him. Not too often.
So he didn't open up to you. I mean, he didn't joke around because you hadn't proven yourself yet, right? I mean, you got
to
learn.
Oh, exactly. You have to. You got to earn your stripes. Mm-hmm. That's how it is. That's how it should be.
We talk about this wide receiver core, and you got some veterans, yourself, Wes,
right.
Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Got some young guys here, though, too. It's this it's this two groupings, it looks like, from the outside. Got like Taylor Price.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we didn't see a lot of him last year, but in that game the other night, he really stood out. What have you seen from Taylor Price so far in camp?
I think this guy, he's made that step, that extra step to not only just listen, but also put it out on the football field. I mean, every day he's always asking questions, which is a plus. You know, he's not one of the guys that think I know it all. I already have all the answers. That's one of the biggest things with these young guys. These guys want to do exactly what the coaches tell them and also what we're doing. So I think it's to the best of our ability. We have to go out and show these guys how to do it the right way, you know, and then let their athleticism take over. you know, because these guys are very talented, man. You know, Taylor, Julian, Brandon, all these young guys.
And they're even bringing an old friend of yours now, Hoosh Mazzotta. Oh, yeah, looks like he's coming in here. It's never safe, is it, in this league?
Hey, it's a revolving league, but, you know, TJ's another great person, another great player. I enjoyed that entire season playing with that guy, man. Mm-hmm. He's a character. He's a character.
All right, you got to go to practice. Yeah, we're going to let you go. We're going to have fun talking football with you this year, man.
Yeah, so we'll be indoor. I appreciate it.
You guys are inside today.
Now you know.
We broke that news to Deion Branch today.
Yeah, I'm going to lose about 10 pounds, too. Just thank you all.
Thank you. Deion Branch here, part of a Patriots Monday.